Welcome to Murder in the Air Mystery Theater. I'm your host, Lori Fagan. In this podcast series, I'll interview authors who will then read their mystery, suspense, or thriller short stories or a chapter from their published books. In addition, sprinkled throughout the coming weeks, the podcast will feature radio theater-style sections from the audiobooks for my three crime fiction novels. There will be prizes, too, so stick around to the end to find out how to enter. We're back once again with the campy radio theater-style mystery. Here are more episodes of Frightful Funhouse. You've landed on the compilation of the radio theater-style mystery podcast from my audiobook for Fade Out called Frightful Funhouse. It's about a young couple who thinks they're in for fun and games at a local carnival, but the funhouse is anything but. When, among the undulating floors and wacky mirrors, they stumble across a dead woman. Enjoy Frightful Funhouse. It's another episode of Murder in the Air Mystery Theater. Our Frightful Funhouse heroine, Liz, has apparently reached safety, but there's still no sign of her boyfriend, Brad. Liz bolts upright, finding herself on a small bed inside the now silent and plain room. There's a small table with a lamp and her blinking cell phone and an empty rocking chair.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
Liz gets up, picks up her phone, and walks cautiously to the door. Just as she reaches for the knob, the door opens. On the other side is the man with the white hair, but now he's wearing a regular suit. Behind him is a smiling Brad.
Brad! Oh my God, thank goodness you're okay! Where did you go? How did you find me?
Oh, they really got us, huh? Oh, I've heard of optical illusions and special effects in a funhouse, but never one that messes with your head like this one.
What? I mean, you're saying?
It was all part of the act, part of the funhouse. I'll recommend this place anytime.
But what about the dead woman, the old lady?
That was just a plant, Liz. She wasn't real.
But you felt her. You said she was cold and she wasn't breathing.
Again, good special effects, huh? Oh, thanks for a great show, Mac. Come on, Liz, let's go home.
Wait a minute. What about this story on my phone?
Woman found dead at Frightful Funhouse Carnival. Foul play is not ruled out.
Perhaps the special effects were not that special after all. Tune in next time to learn more about how the woman died and what part Liz and Brad played in her untimely death when Murder in the Air Mystery Theater continues. I'm Lauren Price. Good night. Finally, Liz and Brad are reunited and out of the Frightful Funhouse. Were special effects really used, or was it a cover for murder?
An elderly woman is found dead inside the Frightful Funhouse at the Davidson Amusements Carnival. Police are not sure if she died of natural causes or if foul play was involved. A young couple found the woman presumably deceased inside the funhouse, but were later told by carnival organizers it was just a special effect. However, other carnival goers discovered her body not long after and notified police. She is identified as a woman.
How could I believe these people?
You didn't know, Brad.
Were they trying to cover it up, or do they have so many plans they didn't realize that old lady wasn't one of them?
That's what the medical examiner is trying to figure out. Let's hope they find... Hello? Yes. I see. Oh, goodness, that's too bad. Okay, thanks for calling.
What?
That was a detective. He says the woman was in town for a quilt show and just happened upon the carnival. She apparently went to the funhouse by herself, and when she got into the insanatorium where the freaks were, she apparently died of a heart attack. She was literally scared to death.
Oh, man, that's awful.
They're still going to do an autopsy. Maybe they'll find out that she had a weak heart or something. Since we were two of the last people to see her, the detective said we might get a call from the medical examiner and maybe her insurance company.
Oh, great. This is so bizarre.
What did you just say? Oh my gosh, I just remembered. I saw a little man working a calculator in a room off the hallway, but when I thought he was going to help me, instead he closed and locked the door between us. Later on, when I looked back down the hall to the door, it wasn't there anymore. It was just a plain wall. Do you suppose there's any connection?
I don't know, Liz, but are you sure that really happened?
Of course I'm sure. I just forgot all about it just until now. I need to call the detective back.
Does the little man know something about the elderly woman's death? Perhaps he had something to do with it. Find out next time on Murder in the Air Mystery Theater. I'm Lauren Price. Thanks for listening. On the previous Murder in the Air Mystery Theater, Liz recalls her encounter with a calculating man and wonders if he has something to do with the old woman's death. Meanwhile, a private investigator representing the woman's insurance company meets with Liz and Brad.
So, you say she was already cold to the touch.
Well, cool anyway. Not warm for sure.
Well, that means she may have been dead for a while when you found her. What about the expression on her face? What can you tell me about that?
Well, I don't really remember. I guess she looked like she was surprised.
Yeah, I think it was more like shock. Her eyes were huge, her mouth was wide open, like she was trying to scream or something. But I guess if I was having a heart attack, I'd probably be both surprised and shocked. That is what the medical examiner found, isn't it?
Yeah, well, actually, there have been some new developments. Turns out a month before, when the carnival was in Ohio, there was another unexplained death, also in the Frightful Funhouse. Police are trying to get that body exhumed so they can do another autopsy and see if any similarities are found.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Yeah, just one more question, Brad. You say the woman was clutching her heart when you found her?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait a sec, Brad. Remember when you tried to feel for a pulse? You bent over to see if she was breathing, and that's when you touched her hand. Wasn't her hand closer to her throat?
Yeah. Maybe you're right. What difference does that make?
Well, while it initially looked like she had a heart attack, the medical examiner found traces of a lethal drug in the dead woman's blood.
What kind of a drug was discovered in the body of the old quilter? Will the same drug show up in the exhumed body? And who would have done such a thing? There's a lot more on Murder in the Air Mystery Theater next time. I'm Lauren Price. Good night. Last time on Murder in the Air Mystery Theater, authorities find a drug in the dead quilter system. They also discover she wasn't the first death for the carnival company.
It's called succinylcholine, and it mimics the symptoms of a heart attack. It's a strong muscle relaxant that paralyzes the respiratory muscles. It's usually used in hospitals to insert a breathing tube into the throat of a patient who's still conscious. In higher doses, it can paralyze the entire breathing apparatus, and the victim slowly suffocates.
Why didn't they find it earlier?
It's not normally tested for in toxicology screens, so that's why they missed it the first time. But the DB in the Ohio case, an older man in his 60s, turned up with the same lethal dose when they exhumed the body.
Oh, those poor people. Who would do that to them?
It's got to be someone who works for the carnival. But why?
Here's my theory. In the first few days of the carnival's opening in Ohio, attendance was lagging. But after the death in the funhouse and word spread, they had throngs of people buying tickets. I think someone did it to boost the interest in the carnival.
What about that carny guy who sold us the tickets to the funhouse? He gave me the creeps.
That'd be Alvin Big Al Sakowitz, who's been with Davidson Amusement for about 15 years. He knows the Frightful Funhouse inside and out and is always coming up with new, scarier things to include.
Who else do you suspect?
Well, there's Tonya Moreland, the carnival's publicist. Guess she's always trying wacky things to attract people, but she's almost too obvious.
What about the little man I saw in the room? He must have been a bookkeeper or something. He had ledgers on his desk and was working furiously at a calculator. And when he saw me, he quickly shut a drawer on the left side of his desk. I really did see him. Has anyone been able to find him?
Well, as a matter of fact, I think we located someone who meets that description. Ben Brooks, 62, a seemingly mild-mannered accountant for the carnival owner. He's worked with him for only about 5 years.
So, what's the next step?
Well, I think the police have got enough to at least bring them in for questioning. Meanwhile, the carnival's been shut down, so they're not going anywhere.
The plot thickens as police peruse the possible persons presumed to be part of this plan. Be back here next time to learn more about the suspects on Murder in the Air Mystery Theater. I'm Lauren Price. Good night.
That was The Frightful Funhouse from the crime fiction novel Fade Out by Laurie Fagan. Characters were performed by actors Sherry Hildebrand Whitney, Brian Whitney, Mary Jo West, and I read the narrator part of Lauren Price. On the next episode, number 7 of Murder in the Air Mystery Theater, Cheryl Cockcroft talks about her contemporary fiction, Spoken Words. And on episode 8, you'll hear the conclusion of Frightful Funhouse from the Fade Out audiobook. If you are listening on the podcast platform of your choice, please subscribe and leave a review or provide us with some feedback. If you're on YouTube at Read Laurie Fagan, please subscribe, give us a thumbs up, and click on the bell to be notified when a new episode has been released. And for more freebies, check out our Patreon page at Murder in the Air Mystery Theater. Remember I mentioned prizes? At the end of each of these Murder in the Air podcasts, we'll have a drawing for a prize from those who follow Read Laurie Fagan on Facebook or Instagram, and in the comment, write murder to be entered in a drawing. We'll have drawings for free ebooks, chances to win your name in a novel, and other fun items. So go to Facebook or Instagram, follow Read Laurie Fagan, and write murder in the comment. For more information, you can visit readlauriefagan.com. Thanks so much for listening, and come back again for more Murder in the Air.